Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we will be joined by the choir from Lutheran High School South in St. Louis, Missouri for National Lutheran Schools Week. The text is Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 8th chapter. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. But only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The great faith of the leper and the great faith of the centurion are in full view for us today. What makes their faith great isn't how hard they believed, as if faith were a power that we could whip up and work up in ourselves. No, what makes their faith great is the one in whom they trust. Whatever promises, whatever words, whatever miraculous healing they might receive from Jesus, they come to him believing and knowing that it will happen because this Lord wills it, because his authority will act for their good. And neither man then poses this question to Jesus: "I wonder if you are able to do this. I wonder if you have the power to do this." No, their concern is only the same one we have in the third petition: "Thy will be done, Lord." And indeed, that good and that gracious will is done, even without our prayers or without our faith going before it. But it is because we believe, is because we trust in Christ, that is why we ask him. That's why we ask that it may be done among us also. Now look at what captures Jesus' attention today. We should give our attention to it also. That the centurion understands authority, and therefore he thinks that he knows something about how Jesus operates. I'm sure you've had this experience too. Somebody who knows very little about what you do comes up to you and tries to tell you just how their job is really, you know, kind of like yours. Well, that's not actually what the centurion's doing. He doesn't say, "You know, I can imagine what it is to be the Son of God, because, you know, I'm a soldier." No. He confesses with his mouth that Jesus is his Lord. That is, that he knows who Jesus is. Indeed, this man really doesn't need Jesus to run through his experience at all. He says it. Just say the word. The word of an authority properly exercised does what it says. Just as a commander's word gets the job done among his soldiers, so much more will the word and the command of Jesus Christ accomplish just what it says. This is why the centurion pleads his fealty to Jesus here. He trusts Christ's disposition toward him, which is why he also will heed whatever Jesus should say to him. And he even sees, marvelously, that Jesus is able and willing to overcome his unworthiness to ask such a thing of Jesus. Is it any coincidence then that this soldier comes up and addresses Jesus right off from the bat as Lord? Quite an amazing thing for a servant of Caesar. What does it mean, dear friends, to have a Lord Jesus Christ? Does it mean to submit to the rules of a harsh boss? Does it mean to be overpowered by his inevitability? Does it mean to be a slave? Far from it. It means to be a son. It means to have promises from someone who is faithful, who is trustworthy, who is worthy of our trust. It means to have a rescuer and a deliverer. Christ's authority is to save sinners. He has the authority to lay down his life and to take it up again. All authority, in fact, on heaven and on earth has been given to him. But look at what the Lord does. Look at what his eternally judgmental word says. He says, I am faithful. I am faithful even though you are not. I am worthy even when you are not. And I will that you would be clean. I will that you be worthy. So Jesus brings then multitudes into his church without any respect to race or to status or any of these things, but only with respect to himself, to his faithfulness, to his own promises, which are trustworthy. Now such a Lord is worthy of your fealty also. Such a trustworthy authority is worthy of your trust. And he is able to create that kind of faith. And never mind then your own worthiness, which surely could not stand to have the Lord of all come and enter under your roof. Maybe a frightening prospect. Because he, if he is willing, if he gives the word, well, what further objection can there be? Will he not do what he says, just as he's done in today's gospel? This is how then he brings you under his lordship, not by his power to make you his property, but by his name, by his grace, to make you God's beloved and cherished possession, purchased with his own life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.